This is Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Let's go on a journey together. You're on San Juan Island, a little vacation, maybe with some friends, and you're staying at a cabin. You picked up some groceries, you buy a bottle of wine, and you drink it. It's pretty good. And then you put that glass bottle into the recycling bin. That's mixed recycling, so a garbage truck comes to your cabin to pick it up. From there, that bottle goes to the dock and gets on a ferry. Your wine bottle travels over water past more islands to land near Anacortes. And then that load of recycling with your bottle is driven 112 miles to South Seattle, where it's processed by a business called Recology. Altogether, your wine bottle takes around 4 hours and at least two vehicles to get here from your cabin vacay spot. All of San Juan's garbage and recycling is processed off the island. The same goes for garbage on Orcas and Lopez Islands. That's loaded on a train which heads to Klickitat County. Trash from San Juan goes to Cowlitz. It's the reason San Juan County has the most expensive landfill trash program in the state. But recycling is a little more complicated because, as Salish Current freelance writer Nancy DeVoe says, residents and local governments are making big efforts to process more recycling on the islands. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Recycling in San Juan County hasn't always looked like how I described it, right? How did we get here? What's the history behind it?
Well, about 10 years ago, the county entered into a contract to have all the recyclables commingled and transported to Seattle. Prior to that time, I think local people were used to separating their own recycling into sorted glass of different colors and tin cans and aluminum cans. But at that point, it was decided to move ahead with this co-mingling plan in order to get more involvement and hopefully more people would recycle if it were easier to do so.
So the idea was that it would increase participation in recycling if you didn't have to sort.
That's right. So it was kind of a new way of doing things. And a lot of people, I believe, were skeptical that it could be as efficient as people sorting on their own. So at that point in 2012, the people on Lopez Island decided to form their own solid waste disposal district, and the people on Orcas Island created a nonprofit. And so they don't participate as much in the commingling of recycling as San Juan Island does.
And how does that recycling effort on Lopez look? What is the solid waste disposal district do?
They have an amazing army of volunteers that help with sorting. They have a baler that takes all the clean plastic bottles and crushes them that they can condense into much smaller space on their trucks that they do end up having to take off the island. They also have an agreement to empty their glass into a gravel pit that's being reclaimed.
Oh, so yeah.
They don't have to take glass off the island. And I think they are starting a composting facility. At this point, it's just beginning. It's a private enterprise on a farm. It's taking yard waste at this time. But they're looking into trying to do more food waste recycling. And that's also true on Orcas. Orcas is moving ahead with a composting facility, with plans for a composting facility there. So in some ways, Orcas is even more ahead because their transfer station, which is run by a private nonprofit organization, the Orcas Exchange, they have a glass crusher there, and they are moving ahead with composting. Now, I understand that by removing glass and food waste from the waste stream, they can reduce the weight of what is hauled off island by as much as 50%.
Wow. So how does that compare what's happening on Orcas and Lopez, where they're processing a lot of the recyclables on island? How does that compare with what's happening on San Juan Island, the bigger island?
Yes, unfortunately, there isn't quite as much sorting going on here. And we have a transfer station that all the garbage is picked up and brought to from both out in the county and in the town of Friday Harbor and Roach Harbor. and collected at that transfer station and hauled off in trucks onto the ferry and either taken to Seattle for recycling or to Cowlitz County for their waste disposal. We don't have as much sorting going on here, and that is primarily because of volunteers that they have on Orcas and Lopez.
Yeah. I mean, it strikes me that the island communities are very motivated. They're very active. Like you said, many islands have these volunteer armies that are stepping up to deal with recyclables. How do people feel on the islands? Is there a general awareness that the recycling programs and the waste management programs are so costly compared with, say, the mainland?
Well, I think it's mixed. A lot of people probably don't really think about it that much. And the tourism community, I believe, doesn't offer as much recycling. I was surprised to find out that Roach Harbor Resort has no recycling, for instance.
Wow. And that's the biggest resort on San Juan Island, for folks who don't know.
Yes, it is. And they say it's just, there's no incentive to do so, and it would be complicated for them. They said they would need to purchase a new truck that would cost $140,000 to take their recycling to the transfer station, that San Juan Sanitation currently picks up their trash, but they have so much trash that they can't rely on San Juan Sanitation's schedule. They have to also haul their own trash to the transfer station.
You write about how fuel intensive and time intensive it is to take the recyclables off of the San Juan Islands and get them to the mainland to the sorting areas. Now, we've heard about Lopez Island and Orcas Island and efforts to process more recycling on island. Is there anything else that's cooking for the future to try to make this a more efficient process for all the San Juans?
Well, we do have a county solid waste advisory committee that is currently working on updating their solid waste management plan. I know they do want to achieve zero waste. That is the mission, to achieve zero waste. And so that's a big goal.
Yeah. You've lived on San Juan Island for 40 years. Why do you love living on San Juan? And what is the extra responsibility of being an island resident when it comes to taking care of your own backyard?
Well, I love being on San Juan Island really because both the nature, the beauty of nature, and all the opportunities to get out and really connect with nature here, but also the community is small enough so you can feel like you're a part of something. And I think the community is involved in trying to maintain the natural beauty here. There is a button that people wear that says you have to be more careful with an island. And I really think that is appropriate for San Juans.
Yeah, I love that. You have to be more careful with an island, and maybe more places, you know, even on the mainland could have that attitude as well. Nancy DeVoe is a freelance writer for the Salish Current. Thank you so much for joining us and walking us through the particular challenges of recycling and waste management on the islands. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. And hey, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.